Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, November the 8th. How about that? 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Well into the month of November. And I think when we have all these elections and things going on, time changes, here we are, we get, you know, almost midway through the month, the 8th. Seven more days and we'll be at the 15th. And 17 more days and we will be at Thanksgiving. I think that's right. 7 days from today would be the 15th, and then 10 on that would be Thanksgiving. So there you go, 17 days away from Thanksgiving. How about that? I'll tell you a funny thing, because as many of you know, we repeat programs on this station when we are not live. And Friday, we had a lot of fun just playing Family Feud, and we had great participation, and I certainly appreciate that, and do want to remind our winners from Friday, Brian and Pat and Ernie, that you can pick up your tickets today between 4 and 5. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, between 4 and 5. You can come and get your tickets. So our winners from Friday were Brian, Pat, and Ernie. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, between 4 and 5, come in and get your tickets. Now, what I was going to say about the Family Feud was we were having a lot of fun with that on Friday, and we repeated some of those programs over the weekend. And one of our questions last Friday had to do with a cellar. What would you put in a cellar? Now, we ended up getting all of those answered. And we had a lady, though, who called in who was going to tell us what the difference between a cellar and a basement was. Now, I don't know if we didn't get an answer for that on Friday. So if anybody has an answer in regard to that, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. The difference between a cellar and a basement. Because apparently that was causing some problem on Friday, because the question was, name something a person might keep in a cellar. Well, there was a debate that you would not keep a furnace in a cellar, and furnace was number 5 on the list. In any event, that show must have been repeating over the weekend, and we got 4 calls from a lady who was listening, who probably did not know it was a repeat, which is certainly understandable, because if you tune in the middle of the program, you wouldn't know it was a repeat. So she was listening, and she called in, and she was determined. She left the messages on the answering machine. She was determined that a safe was the answer, a safe in the cellar. So if she's out there listening, the lady who called in over the weekend, not a safe. A safe was not on the list, but we appreciate your participation. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. The way I understand it, a basement you enter from inside the house, and a cellar you enter from outside the house.
Well, I guess the big question in all this is, can a furnace be in a cellar?
You could put a furnace in a cellar, but people typically don't do that.
Well, that was the big point of contention on Friday, because everybody was okay with wine and canned goods and dead bodies and tools and a gun.
Who would put a dead body in a cellar?
Well, you know what? I think that probably has to do with Halloween. You know, that put the dead body in the cellar. I think that's probably where that comes from.
Well, that's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd have a dead body on your hands anyway, so why you would put it in the cellar, I'm not sure, but for some reason, furnace, which was on the list at number 5, made the person who was disagreeing with that on Friday think that this was a basement, not a cellar.
Well, I mean, cellars are typically under the house. Now, I lived in a house where you could enter the basement from outside, or inside the house. But the way I understand it, a cellar, you can only get to it from outside the house, that's considered a cellar.
So the only entrance would be from outside the house?
Yes.
But doesn't a cellar have to be under the house? A cellar cannot be a dwelling of its own, can it?
Well, you could. I suppose if you wanted to dig a big enough hole out in the yard and put a door on it, I guess you could consider that a cellar. But people typically keep them near the house. I mean, they use them, you know, to store canned goods and root vegetables and...
Right. I would think you would not want to go outside of the house to get to the cellar.
Not in the wintertime. No, I wouldn't want to go outside the house in the wintertime just to get into the cellar. But, I mean, back in the day, that's what they did.
Well, the term that I hear most often is wine cellar. I think that's the one that's still around in 2021. Because these other things, to be honest, you could put canned goods in a basement. You could put tools in a basement. What's that?
You could put wine in a basement. The basement stays at constant temperature. I think it's 52 degrees is about what a basement stays at.
Right, but I know a lot of people who say they've converted their basement into a cellar. But
yeah,
I don't know.
That's just the same.
So,
they don't call it a wine basement.
Well, let me ask you. I used to live in a house years ago. Actually, over here on South Prospect Street, and it was a big old house. Now, there was a way you could get to the basement off of the kitchen. You actually had to go through a door, and then there was like a little foyer, and then if you could turn to your left, and you could go outside, or you could turn to your right, and you could go to the basement. But there was a door on the outside of the house on the side
to get into the basement.
That went straight into the basement. So,
yeah, I lived in a house like that.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I couldn't get outside from that particular point, but I mean, I could go into the basement or I could go outside and open up the doors, but I still called them cellar doors. I don't know why.
So that is a cellar.
I considered it a basement. I considered them doors outside like storm cellars. I mean, if I was outside and a tornado was coming, that was a quick way to get into the basement. I could open up them doors and go down into the basement.
Well, no, this was just a regular door on the house. I mean, this was just like a door, like your front door. You would open it up, and you could either walk up a set of a flight of steps, and you could go to the kitchen, but you had to walk up a flight of steps, or you could go straight down into the basement. Now, is that a basement, or is that a cellar?
I consider that a basement.
But it does have an outside entrance, so
yeah.
It could be a cellar.
Of course, the house I lived in, it was only a half basement, so it might have at one time started out as a cellar, and then they added the door down into the basement, because it was a pretty old house.
I don't know. I just would think there's more to this than the doors.
I don't know. The way I see it, it's all the way you look at it. Some people call them cellars, some people call them basement, you know.
Well, I just wonder what the characteristical differences are between a cellar and a basement. If it had nothing to do with the doors and you didn't know where it was, if you walked in, what would tip you that this was a cellar and what would tip you that this is a basement?
I don't know. I do know one thing. I mean, that's where basements came from, was cellars.
Right. So I guess what would be different? Because
there is a difference. I mean, they're both holes in the ground under the house.
Now, does the cellar have to be under the house?
Like I said, no. I mean, you don't have to put it under the house. You can dig a hole out in the backyard somewhere and put a door on it.
Now, does a basement have to be under the house?
Yeah, a basement has to be under the house.
Okay. Now, I don't know. See, when I think of a cellar, what I think of is a room that has a cool temperature that you keep a lot of things in, mainly perishables, food, things like that.
Yeah. Well, see, cellars fell out. Cellars, the way I understand it, cellars became basements, and then a lot of houses had what they call full basements, which was everything under the house. And then there was houses that, if they're old enough, some of them had half basements. Well, which would only cover half the house, and then the rest of it was a crawl space.
Well, here's the odd thing to me. Like, my family years ago owned a wine shop in, I think, Yellow Springs, Ohio. And they had a room where they stored the wine that they used to sell. Now, because this was not a house, they called that the wine cellar. But I don't know that...
There's a house on top of it.
Was that?
I said, that makes sense. There's no house on top of it.
Right, but the entrance was from inside the business. There wasn't an outside entrance to the cellar. It was just behind...
Like I said, I've never heard a wine cellar called a wine basement. It's for heaven knows how many hundreds of years. It's always been called a wine cellar.
So I guess if you have wine in your basement, it's a cellar.
Yeah.
Whether or not you have a furnace down there or not. Because that's the big sticking point. Can you have a furnace in a cellar?
If you've ever took the temperature in a basement and you have a furnace, the temperature is warmer than 52 degrees. And I'm pretty sure that's the constant temperature in a basement, around 52 degrees. So like my basement, I don't have a furnace in my basement. So my basement should stay around 52 degrees. Now, the humidity goes up and down because sometimes you go down there and it feels warmer than other times. Like you go down there in the wintertime and it feels cool. But if you go down there in the summertime, you can tell the humidity's high.
Well, that's interesting. I really don't know. I think it's one of those things.
That's why they started keeping wine underground, because it stays at constant temperature.
Yeah, that's probably true. There probably is some truth in that. But it seems like everybody keeps their canned food, if they have it, down in the basement or the cellar.
Yeah, because it stays at constant temperature.
Right.
I mean, especially if they can, like they can tomatoes, canned beans, you know, stuff like that. They keep it in a mason jar. They keep it down there because it's cooler down there. And it's, you know, it lasts longer.
But, you know, most people in Marion... have, at least certainly on this side of town, they have basements, and I think they do keep a lot of food down there, but most of them, that's where their washer and dryer is, that's where their furnace is.
Yeah. Well, I used to keep a washer and dryer in my basement, too, until it flooded.
Right. So I don't know if those are cellars or basements.
I personally consider basements.
So I guess maybe I should ask this question differently.
Maybe there's somebody out there that is a house builder or an engineer or something. Maybe somebody like that is listening.
Maybe somebody will tell us.
The more technical reasoning between the difference between the two.
Yep, maybe we'll hear. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. What we're looking for here this morning is the difference between a cellar and a basement. What are the big characteristical differences between a cellar and a basement? What a question for a Monday. 740-383-9944. The difference between a cellar, differences between a cellar and a basement. But this all started just with the Family Feud the other day. And not a safe. A safe was not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
The original cellars was typically had two names, you know, like this is my root cellar, or this is my potato cellar, you know, or the wine cellar, and number one, they were never heated, and number two, a lot of them had dirt floors, you know, they had no reason to, and back when it started, you know, concrete, that was a lot of labor to get down below your house, you know, so it was just a dirt floor, and like the previous caller said, they wanted everything to be there at earth temperature, and so that's the primary thing, and you know, and most cellars really started, they were not so much city items, you know, as they were country items that grew when people grew most of their own food. and they need to store them over the winter time. And there's a lot of food that'll store well at 52 degrees, the natural earth temperature.
Well, it's an interesting thing because I know a lot of basements here in Marion, in the house I used to live in over here on South Prospect.
Yeah, you couldn't use many of the houses in Marion to put a cellar in because you can't have a place that floods.
Right, exactly.
You got to know your, you know, terrain. That's why they used to build houses on the highest hill around.
Well, I always wondered, why do the houses in Marion, especially on this side of town, which they had to know this was not high terrain and that there would be a flooding issue over here.
Yeah.
Why were the washer and dryer hookups and the furnaces almost exclusively put in the basements?
Yeah, I don't know. It's Marion. You know, it's not a. We're such a level, you know, flat design that water doesn't naturally run off somewhere, and that's the problem. You almost have to always have a good sewer system. They all had sewer systems, and then at that time, you know, that's all you had was one sewer system, and if they did anything with rainwater, they dumped it into the sewer system, and which is bad, you know. If some place along the line, which it'll always happen, your sewer might get, the main sewer, you know, might get clogged up, then if you get a rain, your sewers fill up with water and start backing up into houses. So it just, you know, it's a tough, and the just the designers, you know, didn't want to put that much money at the time because sewers were really tough to build, and you didn't have plastic back then, you know, it just never got done, and when you're so flat, it doesn't naturally drain. So,
well, the thing I always wonder is, you know, we just came off an election, and everybody always says locally, we've got to fix the sewers, and we've got to fix the blighted houses. But with all the houses, most of the houses have people living in them, and most people drive over the streets. Is there really any way that anybody could come up with the money or the...
Creating new sewers and storm sewers, both... Sewers is a really expensive proposition. We're trying to do it, but it just, you know, there's so many miles in a city, even our size, of the stormwater and sanitary sewers that it's a real expensive job.
And wouldn't they have to get under some of these houses too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any possible.
Because, places sometimes, even when they ran the sewers, they wasn't expecting houses to be built in this area, you know, and then people built houses and didn't know where the sewer was, and it's
a big proposition. Well, hey, good to hear from you, Ernie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. This is a very complicated subject, to be honest, because it goes back to one of those things in Marion, and I'm sure the people had good intentions in the beginning when it came to storm sewers and things of that nature, but how could anybody really fix that problem? Go ahead, caller.
Used to be a house over going toward Mount Victory at the end of 85, going to La Rue, that all you could see was a door sticking up above the ground. They had an underground home.
Oh, the whole home was underground. Now, where was this?
Over around on the way to Mount Victory. As you go through Lay Rue, the 95 ends, and then you take the road straight ahead, and you go on toward Mount Victory. And on the left hand side there, there was a door sticking up out of the ground. It was just a door with a surround, and that led down to the underground home.
Wow. Now, I would imagine that would still have to be there, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it is. Well, I think somebody said that somebody decided to build a house, and they had dug the basement, and they didn't have the money to finish it, so they just put a door in there and had the underground home.
I wonder if there's a regulation or a code against that. That's a pretty interesting idea.
Well, I would think so in LaRue, because that's a floodplain over there.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think you'd want your whole house underground over in LaRue.
Unless they had concrete walls or something that, you know, that the water couldn't get through. I don't know how you would drain anything. But yeah. I can still remember seeing that. It was just a door sticking up out of the ground that, you know, it was built up and then had a stairway going down into the house.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, an underground home would be ideal because you never have a year-round 50-degree temperature. So it would never take more than 10 to 15 degrees to heat it or 10 to 15 degrees to cool it. So.
Yeah, but I think the daylight problem would be an issue. I think it'd be depressing to be under there.
Well, it probably would.
Yeah.
Unless you put a sunlight, what do you call it, a skylight in?
Yeah, something. Something where you could get some light down there.
Alrighty.
Hey, thanks for calling. Well, that's very interesting. I don't know. A total underground home. I don't know if that would be ideal on any level, but you never know. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, 38 minutes past the hour. The question this morning started with, what is the difference between a cellar and a basement? Very interesting question. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Here to hog your show once again.
Well, that's okay.
Can you hear the oinking as I hog it? Cellar, basement are interesting. I love basements. That's why I bought the house that I'm currently sitting in, as well as some other properties that may have crossed my mind. I think what the callers say is pretty much right. Sometimes we have words that did have a different meaning. Graveyard and cemetery are an example. I mean, there are some official differences, but they're kind of used interchangeably. And as I see it, a basement is where it's used for a purpose regularly, even if it's not really one where you could live, you know, put a person living there or an office. Many people have an office basement like I do in this house. But where there is HVAC and it has comfort just like the rest of the house. And many times you have to waterproof it. You might install drywall or drop ceiling is what I have here. Or you kind of go for the industrial look. You can keep the cinder blocks and the more primitive type of ceiling and floor as long as it's comfortable instead of being dirt or just concrete that's messed up. And if you just put wine down there, you keep it cool. So that's a case where it's not something you would actually live in. But even if it's just, again, just the washer and dryer and the furnace, then it's more of a basement. And I think cellar, too, is more of an old-fashioned term, something your grandmother might have used. And I would think in the last 50 years, it's more basement that would be the main word of choice. But there certainly is that gray area. Again, cemetery and graveyard is an example where there are some differences technically, but they are interchangeable. It's also just parts of the country. You know, we moved here from upstate New York to Columbus in the early mid-70s, and like people would say sack instead of bag, but they would still know what you mean when you say bag. And the big one is like pop soda.
I think the contention from the caller on Friday when it came to this question was that there's a very distinct difference between a cellar and a basement, and that one of the answers was furnace when it came to a cellar, that a cellar would not have a furnace.
I would say, but again, there are different types of HVAC. It also depends where you live. In South Florida, people may not have a furnace because it never gets that cold. And if you do get an occasional cold snap, you might get a portable heater or something. But in this part of the country with the four seasons, the furnace would certainly be downstairs. And then some people have a heat pump, and so a lot of that is outside, just like a regular AC compressor would be. And then the water heater, some people have a water heater in a closet or a washer and dryer in a closet, which might be on the first floor. But normally, if there's a decent basement or underground components of the house would actually sit there. And it just depends upon the features of the home. I think a lot of people now, because more people are working at home. I mean, even before COVID, working at home kind of became a trend, and the ability to telecommute with the internet and computers and all that good stuff. People would often use a basement, for an office, or previously a rec room, you put a pool table down there. And so if it does have a purpose that's used regularly, my connotation, Scott, is then it's a basement. The cellar is where you don't really use it for anything, it just exists. And then the wine cellar, that's something more you would expect in a restaurant. But I guess people could have a wine cellar. Or you could have, like I have here, it's like I have the fully finished part of the basement. I have, I call the semi-finished, and I have the unfinished. But even the unfinished is nice. All of it is usable. And so the unfinished part is just storage, old computers, and just stuff I probably should have thrown out 10 years ago. But you could also probably put wine there, because it is a little bit set off from the rest of it. So it just depends upon the structure itself. I see the connotation of basement as something which is just nicer and more usable. But there is a gray area, and just like with bag versus sack, soda versus pop, there are regional differences, and with respect to HVAC equipment, that also based upon where you might live. Certainly, anybody in Ohio needs to have a furnace, but if you're in far south Florida, you may not have one, or at least not have the equipment that has the usability of what you would expect here in this part of the country. That's kind of how I see it. But there are certainly connotations. And just like we've asked, is it soda or pop, you know, or is it soda pop? I think just with people migrating to the area, they may have migrated from somewhere where you say soda. So more people understand that. When we moved here in the 70s, Scott, we would say soda. People thought you meant an ice cream soda. But it seems like nowadays people hear soda, and it's like, well, that's just an alternate word for pop. You know, you're a native of this area. Have you always said pop, or do you use interchangeably? You always say Diet Coke like I do. But what would you call the carbonated beverage in general? Is there a word?
You know, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I probably would call it either.
Yeah, but you see, sometimes these words, they evolve. And when we moved here, we heard people say sack instead of bag. That sounded kind of odd, even though sack and bag, in that connotation, I mean, they have other meanings. They're really synonyms, but we always said bag. But people would kind of understand that. I guess maybe sack just has the connotation of something you put groceries in. You know, maybe I guess you might know a little bit about that.
Not really. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's interesting. I guess our person we never indicate by name said. Said grocery bagger. I guess we wouldn't say grocery sacker. Then it sounds like you're a football player. But I guess used as an adjective, you bag groceries, but you can actually put them in a sack or a bag, and that's kind of fascinating.
Uh-huh.
The landlord wanted to ask you a question. Did you notice the improvement in the dining part of the structure?
The dining.
Well, the dining part of the facility, the landlord wanted you to inspect it and look at it because it has made a major improvement in the last couple of days.
You mean the kitchen?
Correct. That would be the local.
Well, I don't dine in there, so I don't know if it's the dining. See, now we're getting into semantics again.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a combination. Oh, also too, rumor has it there's a sign. Was that correct? Did I hear the rumor properly?
I did see that. Now, it's a great temporary idea, and I think it will work okay for now. I'm interested to have somebody come over who hasn't been here now and see if it catches their eye. That's going to be the big test.
Yeah, I guess I don't personally think it's complicated, but it just kind of depends. Plus, with it being the one-way street, and then where the street splits off into a Y. It's like you either find the house, or you have to go back up, back a couple blocks, and then kind of reverse your trail. So I guess it kind of happens that way. But it just makes things more fun, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know if it does for them.
Keeps people on their toes. I guess that's just my interest in geography. Well, that's all I had for you, Scott.
Okay.
I didn't want to hog the show too much, but I thought I would get my 3 cents worth in.
No problem.
Okay. You have a good day.
Bye bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. The question this morning was cellar versus basement, which was brought up off of a question that we had on Friday in regard to the Family Feud. The question was, name something a person might keep in a cellar. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Scott, I just got on my fire stick, and here's what it said. It said a basement is more than 50% above ground and less than 50% below ground, whereas cellar is just the opposite. It's less than 50% above ground and more than 50% below ground. And I think there's probably codes on that. And they measure from the bottom of the ceiling, you know, where the ceiling would end, to the top of the either the cellar floor or whatever. That's how they get the measurement.
So if there is more of it in the ground, then that's a cellar.
That's a cellar.
Well, so basically then, all of these basements in Marion, because really there's only just enough for a window space at the top, so those are all cellars.
Well, the more that's in the ground, that is a cellar.
Yeah.
Because usually, I don't know how they do that, and then a basement will count as a story, but a cellar will not count as a story. You know, I guess when you sell your house, you've got a basement. Whatever. And this is just what it says on there.
Well, no, that's interesting. Now, that's an interesting point, because I know none of these houses in Marion, the basement, which we call a basement, none of them, those are counted as stories. So we must have cellars in Marion, because off of what you just said, we must have cellars.
This is more than, for a cellar, more than 50% has to be below ground. And this was, I think I was on New York site, and it says, a cellar is less than 50% below ground.
Yeah, because do you have a basement in your house?
Yes.
Yeah, and most of these basements, the only part in Marion that's sticking up above ground is just that little window space. There's usually that rectangular window.
I never thought of that.
What's that?
I never thought of that because it says that cellar, it has to be more down in the ground and less at the top, and the basement's opposite. And it says a cellar is not livable where a basement is, and they can both be used as accessories. And I think different codes would have different things. Now, I don't know when they dig the basement, if how they measure that, and then they put the dirt, you know, up around it. Some have, I know I've seen some of these new houses where in the front there'll be, you know, it'll be up to like the windows, but then you go to the back of the house and it will be wide open. There will be no, you're just like on the ground floor. You just step out and it's ground. You know what I mean? There's no, we're like a sliding patio door, and you just step out it, and there's no dirt around the back of the basement at all.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, certainly none of these basements in Marion, I don't know how anybody ever got them to be livable over here on the south side, because I've never seen one that did not flood. And people have put, I know people have put businesses in basements. I know people have put furniture and stored things down there. And I don't know a one that has never flooded.
Well, when we first came here on George Street, a little section was like concrete where you could have the washer and dryer. And then as you went back through, it wasn't dug out. It was just dirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
You could crawl through it, I guess, maybe if you needed to work on something, but that's what it kind of gave, but it said New York. But they said where the ceiling, the bottom of the ceiling, where it like ends, where your light would be up there, you measure down to the top of the floor.
Well,
I don't know how they, if they do it more from that measurements than the dirt around it. They might do it. I don't know how they do it. But that's how it is. But it says that, but see, the ones that we had, ours was in our house, you know, underneath the house. And my grandmother's was a separate building, the smokehouse, and the cellar was under part of it. But the thing is, it was just for canning. You know, she had her great big pickle crocks there. But in both of them, there was a hole in the concrete. And there was, like, water there. I don't know if the basement somehow would water, too much water would come in so it wouldn't flood. And then I don't know how it went out of that little hole that was cut in the concrete. But usually there would be, like, some water in there.
Well, it definitely sounds like we've got cellars in Marion, if that's the definition.
Well, I don't... I don't know... Well, I don't know, because when they build the house, and some of them might not put dirt hardly around it, and then some might put it clear up almost, you know, like to the bottom of the window. And so I don't know how they do that.
Well,
but it just said that 50% more has to be in the ground for a cellar and less at the top, and then the basement's the opposite. More, you know, than that.
Well,
so.
That's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Well, if that's the definition, that more has to be below ground than above ground to be a cellar, then most of these basements over here on the south end, and most of the basements in Marion, then would be, I guess, considered cellars. Because most of them are in the ground, and also, most of the areas here in Marion, you cannot consider your basement a story to your house. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
This morning.
Doing well.
Scott, actually, when the basement come in effect, or a lot back in the older days, the old timers, especially in the country, like, they didn't have no electric. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Well, even to the Amish, a lot of the Amish don't have no electric today. But back, way back, they didn't have no electric. So they didn't have any way of keeping anything cold without, you know, freezing or too warm to spoil, you know what I'm saying? And they started out as a root cellar. Then they turned into a good cellar for all of your goodies. Your back, way back, your way of living was what you raised. I mean, you raised it. The majority of the people there was no work, couldn't get no work. But I'm not talking about back, way back. Well, you didn't have no money to buy nothing with, so you had to raise it. And the root cellar or the storm cellar, whatever you want to call it, tornado cellar, whatever you want to call it, that was your refrigerator, all this whole 9 yards. Your anything you wanted to keep from freezing, you put in that, the root cellar. They could catch a little, most generally be the highest place they had close by or whatever. They would build it a little bit below the ground, not very much, but they'd mound dirt up over it. You know what I'm saying? They put dirt up over it, pretty well cut up to the roof. And it has to get terribly cold outside to freeze anything down in there.
So do you think in Marion we have cellars or basements?
So when they raised their beef, they had their milk, well, they had everything. All except maybe sugar or something of that nature. See, they had their milk, they had their buttermilk, they had their butter, they had their cream, they had their cornmeal, they had their wheat that made their flour. What else would you have? And they raised their beef, they raised their pork, they raised their chickens, they raised their eggs, and potato, beans, whatever. They pretty well raised everything, all except maybe some shortening, like sugar, pepper. But they raised their peppers, but our sugar was a different story. But they raised everything else. And that was what they would use a cellar for. They put it in there. Keep winter and summer.
Well, you know what's interesting? I've seen so many people in the grocery store buying cans, mason jars, as of late, to can food. Now, I wonder
do they put those in the cupboard, or do they take those and put them in the basement?
Well, I don't know, but any of your stuff today you buy, any can of whatever, it's got out-of-date written on it. Now, back years ago, they didn't have such a thing. They keep their canned stuff for years, really. Now, it came down to their meat. See, they canned a lot of meat, but they also cured meat. Now, I've been back in them days. I know what I'm talking about. We cure our meat in the wintertime, for wintertime. Now, it was tough to keep it through the summer if you didn't have a root cellar, because the flies would get to it, so on and so forth. So to keep meat, it was open. I mean, we keep our meat. We salt cure it and smoke cure it and all of that, can it? And I'm telling you, son, I can remember if you didn't raise it, you didn't eat. Now, I'm going back a few years back, though. I'm getting along right now. But nowadays, people wouldn't even dream how to survive, Scott, if we have a pandemic on food shortage. They wouldn't even know how to set out a plan.
What's in the area under your house now? Do you have any food down there?
Yeah, right a little. Very little, but we normally do keep some, but most of our detergent, and we got furnace down the basement, and so on and so forth, but nothing to mount a whole lot, because it is subject to flood if you get a downpour of rain.
That's
I've been
true.
Here for about 30-some years, and I live up here pretty close to the cable company. But when you get a downpour of rain and you have a sump pump, yeah. But I've had mine to default one time. It got about an inch and a half of water in it. But inch and a half of water, if you got anything on the floor, it destroys it, plain and simple as that. And what happened, the sump pump stuck. And the water came back through the sump pump from the sewer line. But it didn't get very much. It was rainwater, really. If you get a downpour, your sewer line will fill up. And when your sump pump kicks on, it ain't got no place to go.
That's for sure.
And when it kicks off, that line is full. And your tamper valve won't shut off then, see? Because it's full. It's clear full.
Well,
and the sewer line's full.
I remember when I moved into the house.
So when it don't kick off, when it gets coming back, it can't kick off then. Everything's full then.
Right.
And so, I mean, you've got a mess. But a lot of people ain't that fortunate. You know, it ain't worked that. But anybody that fixes a basement up down this part of the country is asking for trouble.
I agree.
You get a downpour of rain, everything fills up.
Absolutely.
And the water's got to go somewhere.
I know. I agree. How are you and your wife doing? Doing good?
Oh, we've done pretty good. We've done good, considering, Scott, we both are getting old. We're getting old already. We up in the 80s. So you get up in that, along that line, you can remember back quite a few things how fortunate we are today. But people's getting too modern. They won't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And the modern you get, the more dangerous you get. So anytime you get a basement flooded, you've lost everything. It ain't no more good. So, and it's a mess to get out.
Oh,
terrible. Waterlogged. So I know about that, but hey, we're doing good. And thanks a lot for asking. But the root cellar started way back. That was a way of living. You better have one, or you weren't going to have no milk, no butter, or no, you know, anything. You couldn't keep it. And you couldn't keep it on the ground. I mean, it spoils.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's where the it started as a root cellar.
Well, hey,
and it went up to a storm cellar. But they built it a little bit below the ground, no floor in it. It had a dirt floor, gravel floor, because it would get some water in it, and eventually, though, it would run out. But that's where the root cellar started, way back when people didn't have no electric, you know.
What?
Back in the country, people didn't know what electric was. We're talking about way back.
I know.
Well, if you didn't have no electric, Scott, you had to figure out something else.
You were in the trouble. Hey.
Well, look at the Amish right now. Majority of them don't have no electric. And they survive pretty good.
They don't do bad. They do okay.
Yeah, you ought to see them out there trying to survive for winter by cutting ice. Interesting ones to cut that ice, keep their stuff cool, and they take it out and put it in the barn, wherever, cover it up with hay or straw or sawdust most generally. It'll keep for God knows how long.
They keep on keeping on. Well, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for the info.
Can you imagine going out in July and being down in the sawdust and get you a chunk of ice? That's what they do. Oh, yeah. But going back, if people got your age, went back in the country, especially in the country, they know what I'm talking about.
Well, hey, thank you.
Have a nice day. God bless you, guy. God bless you. Good to hear you over here.
Yes, good to hear you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to break back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
@gmail.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak.